This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN Television Sunday that he's ready to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but he warned that if any negotiation attempts fail, it could mean the fight between the two countries will lead to a broader war. If negotiations fail, he said the likely outcome is what he called a third world war. Asked about Vladimir Putin's claims that the Ukrainian government is full of neo-Nazis, Zelensky said that he cannot take these statements by Putin seriously. He called them laughable. He also said if his country had been admitted into NATO earlier, then Russia would not have invaded. 56 elderly care residents of a care home in the eastern Ukrainian town of Kremina were killed when a Russian tank opened fire on the home, according to the head of the Luhansk region. Serhai Hadai said the attack happened 9 days ago on March the 11th and that 15 other residents of the care home had been abducted and taken to Russian-occupied territory. Hadai first reported the attack in a video statement posted to Twitter on March 12th. He said at the time, however, he had no information on casualties. CNN's also reporting that hundreds of people turned out Sunday in the central Ukrainian town of Enerhodar to protest the detention of its deputy mayor, Ivan Samoydyuk. Enerhodar, which is close to the Zaporizhia nuclear power station that was occupied by Russian forces on March 4th, has seen sporadic protests since then. There appear to be scuffles with Russian soldiers around a vehicle, followed by volleys of shots in the air. Samoydyuk's son, who's also named Ivan, told CNN that about 30 minutes after the rally began, a military vehicle arrived and tried to detain two people. This is VOA News. Officials in Ukraine have yet to release the death toll following a Russian missile attack Friday on a military base where soldiers were sleeping in barracks, now destroyed, in the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv. He said they weren't allowed to say anything because the rescue operation isn't over. All the families haven't been informed. That's the word from military spokeswoman Olga Malarchuk, talking to the French news agency. One soldier told AFP that 50 bodies have been found. Another said there could be as many as 100 dead under the rubble. Mykolaiv is located 130 kilometers from the strategic military port of Odessa. And thousands of residents of Mariupol have been forcibly taken from their homes, according to the city council. On Saturday, a Mariupol city council statement on the social app Telegram said, quote, over the past week, several thousand Mariupol residents have been taken to Russian territory. It said people were taken from a shelter and a sports club building where more than 1,000 people, mostly women and children, were hiding from the bombing. Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko said in the statement, it is hard to imagine that in the 21st century, people can be forcibly taken to another country. The first units deploying the Patriot air defense system have started arriving in Slovakia from NATO partner countries. The deployment will continue in the coming days. That's according to Slovak Defense Minister Jaroslav Nad on Facebook on Sunday. The system will be operated by German and Dutch troops and will initially be deployed at an airport in central Slovakia to help reinforce defense of NATO's eastern flank. In Tunisia, police said a firefight broke out between suspected jihadists and police near a National Guard barracks in central Tunisia early Sunday. They said in a statement that gunmen in a car opened fire but were repelled by a retaliatory barrage. No casualties were reported. The attack came on Tunisia's Independence Day. 14 civilians, including 7 children, were killed in a camp for displaced people in the northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the Red Cross on Sunday. The victims included 7 adults and 7 children, including a 2-year-old. And President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, will face sharp questions from Republican lawmakers this week as she undergoes her confirmation hearings for a Supreme Court nomination. Revisiting our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told CNN Television that he's ready to negotiate with Russia, but if the talks fail, the two countries could end up in a broader war. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.